Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining in today. As usual, we have Rodrigo, Gonçalo, and João with us. Rodrigo will make a short comment, and then we'll pass on to Gonçalo. Rodrigo?
Okay. Thank you, Ana. Hello, good afternoon, all. Thank you for being with us on our results call. The numbers we released last Friday were again positive and slightly above market expectations. The past 9 months have been quite busy for us, as you all know. On top of the regular activities, we closed the Electrogas project in Chile. We decided to invest in the gas distribution in the north of Portugal. A capital raise is coming soon, and also the electricity regulation for the next 3 years is about to be published. As you probably understand, we are quite happy with the results. While we had several major projects going on, we have been able to maintain our operational and financial focus, delivering a good set of results. We left no room for mistakes. As expected, we are starting seeing the contribution of our Chilean investment. Electrogas is also delivering according to our best expectations. No surprise there. EBITDA reached 364.4 million euros, a 2% increase when compared to the same period in 2016. Electrogas contributed with 5.8 million euros. On the financial side, and as we have observed in the past 2 quarters, the average cost of debt stays stable at 2.6%, which led to an improvement in net financials. Net income benefited from the improvement in financials, but was again negatively impacted by the energy levy, fully accounted for in the first quarter. On the credit rating front, we are doing well, as you are aware too. From an operations perspective, it's worth mentioning a couple of situations. The summer was a tough period for infrastructure service providers in Portugal overall. We had several very large and dramatic forest fires. Over 500,000 hectares were burned, and the worst is that we had over 100 lives lost. At REN, we ended up the fire season with very limited damages, and in fact, we were a key contributor to the fireman comeback. Since we kept our forest transmission towers corridors very clean, they were an important access road for the firefighters. While at the times we were very worried with some of the ongoing fires, we are proud to say that REN's people did an outstanding job. Thanks to the technical training, people were very well prepared. Thanks to the people's courage and the infrastructure, we were able to maintain the supply with almost no interruptions and zero accidents. Although we closed the acquisition of EDP Gas out of the quarter we are covering today, we must say that the process is moving along very well without surprises. We have a good plan in place, the new team is great, and we are aligned to make the transition very successful. These are the main topics I wanted to introduce to you, and now I pass the floor to Gonçalo. He's, as he usually does, he's going to go through the results presentation in more detail, and in the end, myself, Gonçalo, and João will be available to answer any questions you may have. Gonçalo.
Hi, hello, good afternoon to you all. So on slide number one, the highlights, I think Rodrigo covered almost all of them. So just to say that good set of financial results in our opinion, EBITDA being pushed ahead by the consolidation of Electrogas. Net profits are improving also because of the performance of the financial cost. CapEx in line with our expectations. As you know, we were aiming and we are aiming for a slightly lower CapEx than last year given the high investments that we've been made both in Electrogas and now recently in EDP Gas. But I think this is, let's say, completely within our expectations. Just to again, point out a final note on the fact that S&P reaffirmed our rating very recently, which is, I think, very positive given the EDP Gas transaction. Basically, on slide two is just the main key topics. I go and move from that one directly to slide number three. In slide number three, you can see that although rates went up a little bit at the beginning of the year, they've been steadily coming down since around April. And so on the full year this year, and these are the numbers basically that we are going to have as a base ROAR for 2017, we have a around 6.1 in gas and 6.3 electricity is the final number, 6.1 in gas. In electricity, this is a slight increase versus last year, given that on average rates went up slightly. In electricity, it's a decrease, but because of the fact that it's in the middle of a regulation period versus what happened last year. So how does that translate in slide number four also into CapEx? So CapEx, we can see that it is actually growing versus last year at this stage of the year. I'd say that this has been, again, I think, as most of the years, a challenging year for our operating teams that not only had to deal with, as Rodrigo said, some unforeseen fires across the country, but also with some difficulties in terms of lighting and implementation. But the fact is that we are here delivering on the CapEx front, and it should be lower than last year, but that, as you know, is by design, since we all also intended to do that given the two transactions that we did. In terms of transfers to RAB, they're actually increasing, and we think that, again, they should be a little bit lower than last year, but they are completely in line with what we expect in our budget, actually a little bit above our expectations in the end of the year. In slide number five, you can see how that translates into the evolution of the RAB. So the RAB declines a little bit. This doesn't have the transaction of EDPG, or as we now call it, REN Portgás. So what you can see basically is the positive impact on the electricity side, mainly with an increase in electricity with premium. And on the other side, you see a decrease in natural gas, because natural gas this year has basically had no material investment, and so you just see the depreciation of the asset. Okay, in the full year, you'll see already the impact of the acquisition that was done in distribution assets. If we move to slide number six, then you can see all of these impacts summed up in terms of RAB remuneration. So what you can see on the electricity side is an increase. You basically see that remuneration is going up, and this is basically the impact of the rate of return. So the fact that the rates went up a little bit on average, as given, explains more than three quarters of what this impact is. On the natural gas side, it's the reverse. Not only do you have a slight decrease on the asset base, but you also have a decrease on the average rate. So you actually have a larger decrease on one than the other. And this decrease is negative, which then compensates the positive impact that we have from Electrogas at the EBITDA level. Let's move now to the cost part. In terms of costs, you can see in slide number seven that we are posting an increase in cost, around 6 million. But you have to be mindful of several things, because these are mainly either non-recurrent, non-core, or costs that are related to revenues, which are also included on the EBITDA line. So namely, and you can see that on slide number eight, what you can see in slide number eight is that core OPEX goes up by 3 million. The rest of the variation you can see that are in several non-core costs, namely in the ITC mechanism because of the import and export dynamic, in an increase that we did in terms of forest cleaning, which was actually very timely and was done during the first half of this year, and some other costs also relating to initiatives in terms of communication that the regulator had to do. But if you now focus on the core OPEX, and the core OPEX is growing up around 3 million, of these 3 million, around 2 million relate to transaction costs. So they're basically one-off costs, and around 1.7 million relate to these, I'd say, revenue-related costs, which are induced by more revenue at the terminal because of the extraordinary amount of gas consumption that has taken place this year in Portugal, and that also was reflected into record numbers of boats unloading gas at our terminal. So what you basically would see is, if you didn't take into this account, you would see core OPEX coming down, which is what you should see at, I'd say, at the end of the year also. So I'd say that at the end of the year, what you should expect is without these non-recurring costs, you can kind of see, I'd say, core OPEX come down slightly, which was always our plan. So that would translate into slide number 9, into the full impact on EBITDA. And basically, you can see here what I told you, which is a small decrease in asset remuneration being compensated by other revenues, which is these ones that I was talking about, and also by Electrogas, and gives this 2% increase on a year-to-date basis. Moving to slide number 10, and if you look below EBITDA, so depreciation, I'd say no news there, very mechanical. In terms of taxes also, unfortunately, no news there, so you can still see the full impact of the special levy that makes our effective tax rate extremely high. But below that, you'd see a normal tax rate of around the 27%, which is normally what we pay, 27 to 28% effective tax rate. And then on the financial results, you see this decrease of 30%, so an improvement of almost 19 million, which is basically driven by an improvement on the average cost of debt. You can see that on slide number 11. You can see that on slide number 11, despite the fact that net debt goes up, and be mindful that net debt is not going up in proportion to the fact that this already includes the acquisition of Electrogas. So as you know, this year we are benefiting from the fact that in previous years we had to pay more or receive less from the system than we should, and now we are recuperating these tariff deviations through the normal mechanism. So it has a especially positive impact this year, and so makes net debt be growing only these 63 million. At the same time, since cost of debt is coming down to 2.6, which has been, as we have told you, very stable since the beginning of the year, that is what translates into these savings in terms of financial costs. So in slide number 12, you see all of these impacts. So you see this very positive evolution of net income that comes not only from EBITDA, but also from the below EBITDA, even if you exclude the contribution of Electrogas, which is, I'd say, not a one-off, but something that is not included in the previous year, you'd see that there would still be some kind of improvement in terms of net income. So, and to close in some financial remarks, so just to say that, as Rodrigo also said, both net profit and recurrent net profit are, I'd say, at very healthy levels and growing at very healthy levels. And we continue to manage not only the regulated asset part, but also the financial cost very well. We have, in this quarter, achieved another or continue to tick the boxes on the strategic plan so that we can come to the end of this 3 years with all of the objectives that we had set out accomplished. And I think we are doing so by not only these acquisitions, but by maintaining the financial focus and the growth in Portugal. And finally, I just wanted to make a very brief comment relative to the capital increase. As you know, this is planned to occur until the end of the year. This is a 250 million rights issue. So we cannot really give you any more exact information as of now, but what we can give you is this, that it will be concluded before the year end, and we are proceeding with a plan relating to this, given that the final approval of the transaction was already made in the beginning of October. So with this, I conclude the presentation, and as Rodrigo said, we'll open the floor to any questions that you may have to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key, followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, ladies and gentlemen, star 1 to ask a question, and we'll pause for a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal. We'll take our first question from Carolina Dores from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my questions. I have two. First one is we have the draft proposal for the regulatory review of 2018, which was published by the regulator. We saw that it was quite tough on electricity distribution. I wanted to see if you can give us a little bit of guidance or some sense of what do you think it was for transmission. And my second question is related to this increased cost from the ITC mechanism that you said, and the electricity cost related to the increase in the LNG terminal that is a pass-through. Is that immediately reflected on revenues, or should we see around 3 million euros higher revenues from 2018 when you recover these costs? Thank you very much.
João, do you want to go ahead?
Hello? Pardon the interruption, ladies and gentlemen. Please stand by as we're experiencing a momentary interruption in today's conference. Thank you for your patience, and please continue to hold. Please go ahead.
No, the call just went out, so I'm sorry for that. But please go ahead with the question. Thank you.
Hello, do you want me to repeat the question?
Yes, please.
Oh,
yes,
yeah, sorry.
Yes, please, because some of us lost the connection.
Okay, now it's Carolina from Morgan Stanley. I had two questions. One, the regulator published the draft proposal for electricity distribution and transmission revenues for next year. We've seen that it's been quite tough for distribution because of the transition from accounting from POC to IFRS. Wanted to see if we've seen something similar for transmission as well. Basically, if you can give us some guidance of what you expect transmission revenues to be next year. And my second question is related to the rising costs that you mentioned, Gonzalo, that they were passed through, is around on the LNG terminal electricity costs and the ITC. Does the rising costs came immediately had the counterpart on revenues this year, or should we see the 3 million higher revenues from 2018, the reimbursement in 2018?
Hello, this is Rocco Sistema speaking, starting for your first question on the regulatory period. Well, you have to take into account that what the regulator did basically on the parameters was an adjustment taking into account the reality, namely the levels of the treasury bills and so on. Mm-hmm. On what concerns to electricity, we can say that the outcome, we consider it to be quite stable. Because despite this update, which reflects basically all the financial numbers, apart from that, in what concerns to incentives, the regulator was quite stable in maintaining the majority of the regulatory framework that we had until now. We kept the premium on new CAPEX. The OPEX revenue cap was set almost in line with what we have. The efficiency targets are in line with what we have today. So, you know, we can say that the outcome was considered by us as a stable outcome. In terms of your second question, it's indeed true. So this rising cost is more than offset by an increase in revenues
this year,
because this has to do with the higher activity in the terminal. Therefore, you are entitled to have higher revenues.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Sara Piccini from Mediobanca.
Yes, hi, good afternoon, everybody, and thanks for taking my questions. I would like to ask you a general comment on the regulation, if you are happy with the outcome of the regulator. The second question is on Electrogas. It is continuing to post positive results quarter on quarter. If you can explain us what is driving this positive performance and what is the contribution of Electrogas that you expect by year end. The third question is on CapEx. I know that you already explained that it should be lower than last year, but the question is if you see 170 million for the year end as a realistic number, and this means an acceleration of the capex in this last quarter, as you basically did also last year. That's it for now. Thank you.
Well, this is João again, starting for the regulation. I told in the last question, I would say that the stability was something that we considered to be the outcome of the regulatory framework. The regulator reset the rate of return. As you know, the starting point will be 5.5%. This inputs the market conditions currently in place. But besides that, in what concerns to all the majority of the incentives and the regulatory framework, the regulator decided to keep everything almost constant. The indexation mechanism, as the curve has exactly the same slope as before. In what concerns to new CapEx, the premium was kept at 75 basis points. In terms of OPEX, the targets are also in line with what we have today.
In relation to your second question, there isn't anything special in Electrogas. So these around 6 million euros of impact. So there isn't anything special. They are basically delivering on targets with what they promised. It's just a normal kind of every quarter and delivering on what they said that they would. There are some costs, but they are already in the accounts, which are related, as I told you, to the transaction itself. But one thing is the transactional cost, which I'd say I put aside. The impact itself is this value that I told you. It is completely in line with what was expected and almost a mathematical kind of increase quarter on quarter. I'm sorry. What was your last question exactly on the CapEx, just to clarify?
Yes, thank you. It's if you see 170 million for both electricity and gas as a real, let's say, realistic number for this year,
What we've told you is that 170 was what was last year. So although I'm not going to give you very precise guidance because that's not what we used to do, what we have told you is that the number is going to below that value a little bit by design, because since we have a lot of investment being made not only in Electrogas, but also in the EDP and the distribution assets, so we kind of reduced and pushed a little bit less, I'd say, on the accelerator on those projects. That being said, we are going to be kind of within that range, or in this case, more or less at the low value of the average range that we have on average for the period in our business plan that we gave you a few years ago. So that's the logic. So the number itself is going to be below the lower level, but on average, which is what we are looking at, we are trying to maintain the promise that we made relative to the average yearly capex for the business plan. Okay, thank you.
Gonçalo.
Thanks.
Just to add, hello.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Just to say that overall, and I think the point that Gonçalo mentioned and also João. 3 years ago, when we designed our business plan, we knew the type of pressures that we would go through. You know, we have a country that is under economic pressure. Then, you know, we were expecting that regulation would not become softer over the years. And at the same time, we knew that we would have to find the right opportunities to keep, even if it is a granular level of growth, but we wanted to have some growth. And I think that's what we've been achieving both with the Electrogas deal, also with EDP gas deal. And I think overall we're quite happy with the fact that we have been able to compensate, you know, the potential lack of growth in Portugal.
Many thanks.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, star one to ask a question. And please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach us. Again, star one, and we'll pause for a moment to give everyone an opportunity to signal. We'll take a question from Nelson Bernardino from Haitong Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. So just a couple of short questions to clarify. The capital increase timing, is now this at your full discretion, or is there some intermediate steps you need to go through? And also, could you let us know when will you be able to give us some more detail on the contributions from REN Portcash? Thank you.
Hi, hello. So as you know, in a normal capital increase process, you have to have documents and things approved by the capital markets regulator. We are in that phase now. So we had to wait for also these results to come out. This is important and relevant information for that process. We are now, as we've told you, I'd say in the final stages of the approval process, in the sense that, as I said, we want to have this concluded by year end. So that is as specific as I can be relative to the dates. I cannot be at this stage any more specific. Okay? But I'd say that everything is going according to plan, and we've had an extremely constructive relationship with CMVM, and I think it's moving along within our expectations. Relative to the contributions of REN Portgás, again, I think you'll have to wait a little bit more. I think on the prospectus that will come out to the capital increase, you'll have enormous information relative to that. We are going to make a lot of information available to you. And then, of course, in the final year accounts, you'll have that more. But as the capital increase process will formally start, I think also that Anna will be freer to share some additional information that she has with you relative to this company within the information that is shared in the prospectus. Okay? So just bear with us a little bit more and we'll start sharing a little bit more information relative to REN Portgás. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Again, star one to ask a question. If there are no further questions in the queue, that will conclude today's Q&A session, and I'd now like to turn the call back to our host for any additional or concluding remarks.
Okay. Rodrigo, would you like to say something? Or?
Well, just to close, well, first, thank you for being with us on the call. As usual, you know, our information is sometimes a little bit boring, but we like it to be that way. We try to be, you know, as much predictable we can and transparent. For sure we are. And with that, I think in the coming weeks, we will have to share more news. Anna is going to be on point, and probably some of us also will be on the road, and we will see some of you in the next few weeks. With that, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.